Patrick, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Well, my wife is all over me. She's not happy about the price of gas. It's been going up the last couple of weeks, and I said, well, I'm going to call Patrick and find out what's going on.
Yeah, well, she's not the only one. There's quite a few people that noticed the jump in the past week here, certainly.
So tell us, why is this happening, and is the end near?
Well, you know, the end is not quite near, but I'm sure everybody's familiar with a pipeline company known as Enbridge and their fiasco they had in Battle Creek. Well, as it turns out, late last week, they had another pipeline rupture just in the Chicago area, and it turns out that this pipeline rupture was in a position where it knocked out supply of oil to three major Chicago refineries, and those refineries produce gasoline not only for the Chicago and Indiana area, but they also produce gasoline for West and Mid-Michigan, and that gets sent to us via the Wolverine pipeline, which has been doing just fine. The problem is now that these refineries need oil to refine into gasoline, and there's not enough of that for them at this time, and so gasoline prices jumped late last week because there was an immediate concern that there wouldn't be enough supply. But good news for motorists is that situation looks to resolve itself a bit quicker, and Bridge is really trying to replace and repair the pipeline as fast as possible. They're allowed to start the pipeline again by the end of the week, and they've already already submitted a restart plan to get that pipeline back underway. So prices should be coming back down, late this week. But it still doesn't, prices still at the pump average about $2.87 in Lansing. That doesn't really help you right now.
How much have gas prices jumped in the last week and a half?
Well, a week ago we were sitting at $2.76 on average. Earlier this week, even yesterday, we were sitting at $2.88. So prices went up an average of 14 cents in the Lansing area. But we compare that to a month ago. A month ago, we were at $2.69. So you compare it to a month ago, and prices have, jumped almost 20 cents compared to their peak earlier this week.
And you're anticipating prices are going to go down.
Yeah, that's right. We've seen there was quite a knee-jerk reaction on the market last Friday, and what happened was as soon as Enbridge announced they had closed that pipeline, wholesale prices went up 24 cents a gallon depending on area, and so gasoline stations saw that immediate increase, and while they didn't necessarily buy fuel right away, they knew that they were going to be hit with that cost next time they purchased. So a lot of the stations quickly raised so that they have enough cash to buy gasoline the next time around. But in the last few days, that price has come down. The price that gas stations pay has come down about 10 to 15 cents a gallon, and so prices will slowly begin to work their way back down, and we could be back under 280 by the end of the week.